happening, y'all? Welcome back. This is episode 153 of Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow. I am your host, the self-knighted Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Merlin, aka the HNIC. And I'm joined as always by my co-host Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello.
Hi, Mara.
Hi, Travis.
How are you?
I'm alive.
Me too.
That's where I am. I'm alive.
I would hope you are. Because if you weren't alive and I was sitting here talking to you, I'd be a little concerned.
But hey, at least I'd still be dedicated, and at least it shows how dedicated I am. I still showed up to work in the afterlife.
I don't know if I want that level of dedication, though.
You just want me to be at rest?
I think if you went ahead and you died, I think I'd be okay with you not showing up. Like, I think I would accept that. It's okay.
I just want my dead self would be like, I just want to make it to the next pay period. Once the pay period closes, I can go on.
Interesting. You have to talk to HR about that. And, you know, he's sleeping on over by the front door. So, you know.
Well, I mean, it is 10:30. So, I mean, I wouldn't reach out to HR at this hour.
Yeah. But that's not what we're here to talk about, though. We're here to talk about the Arrowverse on the CW. You know, Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Lightning, Batwoman, Stargirl, Superman, and Lois. You know,
them. Stargirl comes back in August.
It does.
The 10th before Supergirl comes back.
And then it goes away, though, because that's the important part. That Supergirl comes back and then it ends and it goes away because this season
it's the last one, right? Yes. There's not like another one coming,
yeah,
right?
They're not doing it anymore because the season is trash and they're like, oh, this is trash that we have left. We shouldn't do this anymore. So they're ending it. You know, good on you for having, you know, good on you for reading the room, Supergirl. Like, it's just, yeah, we ain't got it no more, so we're going to end this. But what we do have right now, we got Batwoman, we got Legends, and we got Flash. So where would you like to begin, Sharknado?
Let's just go with Legends.
Cool.
Because I missed that Band-Aid off.
Because I missed the beginning of this, and I'm like, this isn't worth me going back and watching the beginning. So tell me what happened at the beginning.
I was gonna say, I think I missed the beginning too, but I didn't. Ava was like stress prepping breakfast for Sarah on her first day back officially as captain, but then everyone else was kind of all like stressing and freaking out to welcome back Sarah. It was weird. We had Spooner and Gary lifting some weird box tablet thing. I feel like they said something about it, but not a lot of detail until, you know, Constantine comes up to Gary and starts asking him about this Fountain of Imperium. And Gary, you know, plays dumb about it. Like,
yeah, I saw that part. I came in during the sing along in the saloon. So that's when I started watching.
Oh boy.
So I saw Constantine like, yo, I got a way to get my powers back if we do this. And, you know, he asked Gary about it. And Gary like, yo, that thing's not real, but he's obviously lying.
Yeah, because Gary's a horrible liar.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're in the saloon because for some reason there was some shit going on, you know, variants happening. So, like, we got to go get this shit.
We got to get these aliens. And Nate's trying to organize a simple mission for Sarah to, you know, get her feet wet again.
So, yeah, they realize clearly there's something going on here. This saloon is far too happy and healthy. You know, they're not serving alcohol. They're just not doing saloon shit.
The sheriff's rules are weird.
Yeah.
Rule 3 is no gambling. Rule 4 is no fornicating.
So all the things you do in a saloon, don't do them things.
No drinking unless it's root beer.
Yeah, yeah. Also, Bass Reeves is a wanted man, which, you know, that's backwards as fuck. Levi Stapleton is the sheriff, which is also backwards as fuck.
Yikes.
There's a crazy big worm thing there, which we realize is the reason why Stapleton's in charge, because he's got the whistle. How'd he get the whistle? Who knows?
It's an alien worm.
Yeah, yeah. It's drawn to anger, so they got to stay calm and not get all upset and worked up. So we got to do everything in a happy way. So in order to get the whistle, they're like, yo, we're going to go do the square dance contest.
Yeah, we can kind of just jump ahead and this because it don't really fucking matter.
Yeah, yeah. Sarah challenges Stapleton to a duel. Asher's out looking for gold for some reason.
Because she's poor. She has not figured that shit out yet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the duel happens. Stapleton cheats and shoots, you know, Sarah in the head, but it don't matter because she be healing and shit.
Right. She got up. She was like, nah, but he shot her dead in the forehead.
Yeah, yeah. He has great aim. He has great aim, especially for, you know, using a pistol that old that's not really known for being as great with aim. So, you know.
He made it work.
Well done. But she gets up. She shoots the whistle out of his hand. Worm thing eats him. Apparently the worm shits gold, so that's why they keep it around. Bass Reeves is John Diggle, so we're gonna just assume that Bass Reeves is an ancestor of John Diggle.
Dick? Yep. And then when he was just like he was like, that white boy is in over his head or something like that, I was like, is that Dick?
Yeah.
And then later on when Sarah said it, I was like, yeah, that's Dick.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the whole town turns on the legends because they, you know, want to kill the worm, and the town's like, nah, man, that worm shit's gold, so we're gonna keep that worm around.
And this, we need it for the town.
Yeah, they're holding up in the saloon. Eventually they're just like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. Nate draws the worm out, gets all, you know, builds up the anger and all that. Spooner does her mind control shit, and Asher does her thing, make the worm blow up. The end.
Yep.
Moving
Gary
on.
Gary tells Constantine that Crowley knows how to find the fountain.
Fucking Crowley. Okay.
And Barad gives Nate Zari's totem so he can go see Zari 1.0.
Conjugal visits.
Essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. What next?
Let's go to the Flash.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Legends is called Stress Western.
Definitely was about to say that. Just realized I never asked you what the name of that episode was.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. What was this episode of the Flash called, though?
This was called Enemy at the Gates.
Yeah, yeah. There was an enemy at the gates. A bunch of them. Bunch of the same enemy at the gates. Or at the force field, you know. But.
Oh, yeah, because the labs has a barrier for the security systems.
Yes.
I wish all places had something like that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Right?
So, she kicks off. Barry's having a dream.
About Nora.
Yeah, he sees Nora. Like, hey, what up? What up? What up? Yeah. See you. You know, hey, dead daughter, how you doing? He's like,
she tells
Iris. Oh yeah, she tells him what?
She tells him that, you know, everything will fall into place, and like, you know, everything will happen the way it's supposed to happen. She's like, don't worry.
Yeah, and then Barry's like, yo, Iris, I think it's baby time.
I think we're pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. So Barry's like getting himself all together and shit. Iris is not feeling well. They think it's, you know, he thinks it's probably because it's morning sickness. So she's actually pregnant. He's got like, you know, blood samples and urine samples and all that shit. He's about to go test it and run out the door. But then Cecile shows up. He's like, the fuck you doing here?
And and she can sense that Barry's emotions are all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He gets rid of her though. And meanwhile, Frost. Yeah, meanwhile, Frost is just throwing paint at a canvas because that's what she does now because she's an artist.
And playing darts.
Yeah, yeah. She's basically just, she's going to stalk bartender dude because, you know, she's obsessed with him now.
It's such a weird story. Like, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. It's a real B story here anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Speaking of B stories, we got Joe and Kramer talking to him, you know, continuing their investigation of the night that her unit got attacked. I really don't care about this either, but it's still happening.
Yeah.
But then we get to the meat of the episode. Godspeed.
He shows up.
He's doing some shit. He's like, oh, multiple Godspeeds at once. Okay. Also, you know, Barry's at Star Labs. He's trying to sneak in Iris's blood and urine.
He drove to Star Labs.
Yeah, he drove because he didn't want to fuck up the samples. So he's got a.
Which I don't low key understand because, I mean, the man runs food from other continents. With no worries of not like
in,
things.
Yeah, but they're not in glass containers. They go a certain speed, glass can shatter, I believe.
I believe that. I just kind of feel like.
I could be wrong. I could be making that up. That could be all in my head, but I believe that's a thing.
I can't tell otherwise, so I'm just going to say that you're right. But I feel like. You can get these things in plastic.
Yeah, but also he's not, you know, doing scientific experiments on the food. They're just eating it. So he needs the samples to be perfect while he tests them and all that. So.
But I also was thinking this whole time. I was like, why can't we just take a pregnancy test?
I think it has something to do with him testing the metagenes and all that too. So it's just.
If what I thought that I was seeing, what I thought I was seeing was that they. Was take trying to get the metagene, but trying to narrow it down to see the gender as well.
I don't know.
Which I was just like, what does that fucking matter? You get a healthy baby.
Yeah, well, he saw Nora, so he kind of wants to, you know,
I know see if everything's Nora still the same. Yeah. But that takes the fun out of pregnancy. I just feel like. I mean, like, when you're doing it, like, this way, I feel like it takes the fun out of it.
I mean, you're still having a baby.
I know. I just... That's just me.
Okay. So then we also... Oh, more B stories with Caitlin working on Ultraviolet with Allegra. Ultraviolet's like, yo, I'm not letting her operate on me. I don't know this bitch.
I don't trust any of these people.
Yeah, yeah.
And Allegra just gotta, you know, humble her down a little bit.
Yeah. Also, so we got Frost. She's stalking bartender dude, and he's getting his ass whooped in the bar. And she shows up and
gets rid of the dude. Which he probably deserved.
Yeah, he did. There's no doubt he deserved to get the ass whooping. Yeah, Frost shows up. She stops that ass whooping from happening. Let's see. Cecile interrupts Barry while he's testing the samples. There's some crazy window shattering shit that happens. It's Godspeed. He's, you know, attacking. There's some Frost, Caitlin, and bartender dude stuff. Barry goes after Godspeed. Turns out it's a trap, but Barry runs away. He gets back to the lab. They drop a force field.
But then if they take it up to try to evacuate, like, they may kill Ultraviolet, or Esperanza, I should say.
Yeah. But yeah, while they're inside, Chester hears Barry leaving a message for Iris about the baby. So he's like, ah, y'all having a baby, even though he knew they were trying to make a baby anyway. So,
you know, and I was just kind of like, y'all are not being low about it really either.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, y'all are fucking all over the place now. Like two horny teenagers. Clearly, you're trying to do
taking something. Full day getaways at private islands and shit, you know?
You know, like, randomly on a whim. Like, clearly, you're doing something most likely it involves children.
Yeah. So,
I thought that was so funny because I was just like, why are y'all holding it a secret? Like, as far as it was.
Especially since they all know that Nora existed. Like, it's just like.
Right. They all knew she existed. I mean, y'all have been married for X amount of time now.
Yeah.
It was only a matter of time till you guys either accidentally made one or were attempting to do one on purpose.
So they realize that, you know, the way the Godspeeds work, the only way to really beat them is they got to start getting unpredictable, which I thought that was the goal anytime you fight any bad guy. But
yeah, like
it seems like the logical choice is not to do what they predict, because if they predict it, they can counteract it. And yeah. Anyway.
Hello.
Let's see. Frost gets some help from Bartender Dude so they can, you know, fight off Godspeeds. Chester's gonna broadcast the Godspeed's weird like speech pattern thingy over the CCPD system to try to confuse them.
It doesn't feel like
see, also Cecile's like, yo, okay, I'm not gonna help you with this shit because Ultraviolet's like fucking up, like her body's getting all crazy and shit, her brain's shutting down. But Cecile, like, ah, I can put the calm into her and shit.
I always love how flat out in the flesh people's powers just low key are just upgraded. And just
well, this happened time. Before. She learned how to do this a while ago, though.
Well, so. I mean, like, or like, you know, like when we found out Cecile's powers, you know, there was more things she could do. We're like, when did she learn to do that? Like, when did she learn how to do that part? Or when did she?
It was a train couple that? Episodes ago. They talked about it.
No. I know that. I'm just saying it again, because like she explained again what she was doing,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just letting us assume that's what she was doing. But it's like always at the time of need, and then they have to explain what she's doing. But it, like as if it's something new, because she's like, I just learned da 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 da. That's mm-hmm. all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like even with last week with Allegra's powers leveling up just in time.
Yeah.
Or out of the blue.
So the Godspeeds are breaking through now. They get into the lab. Chester goes and runs into the time vault. Barry told him to hide in there. He sends the signal through the Star Labs, throughout Star Labs, instead of sending it over the CCPD system to confuse the Godspeeds, to, you know, kind of confuse them for a second. And then we get the Godspeed fight. So Barry's fighting two of them. Well, fighting one of them. Two of them are fighting Frost and Bartender Dude. And the whole time I'm sitting like, there's more. Where are the other ones? There's three more. Where the fuck are they? And then they start to show up. One of them got into the time vault. The other ones like show up in front of Barry. So he's like, ah, there they are. Cause I'm like, there were six. So like the three of you are not going to beat off six of them, you know?
But they tried.
Yeah. So yeah, they get into the time vault. One of them, he smashes the little control panel thing. And then we have the we're fucked moment. And Barry's like, okay, well, you know what? Come get me, motherfuckers. And, you know, gets their attention and runs out of the lab. Now he's surrounded. There's more Godspeeds. And they were like, at first they were whooping his ass and like taking his speed. But then some other Godspeeds show up and they start fighting each other. And then they disappear. And like, there's a Godspeed civil war going on. Like, what the fuck is this? What's happening here?
It was at this time I was like, yeah, I'm a I'm a wash dishes.
Yeah. So then we got some more Frost and bartender dude stuff happening. Barry doing the testing again. The test is negative. She's not, you know, there's no baby. Barry's all bummed about it. And I'm just like, why are you so bummed? It's not like you can't keep fucking. So, like,
it's not like you can't keep trying. Go home, try again.
Like, that's really a key for you to go home and, you know, get up in your wife again. Like, what are you doing? There's back to Joe and Kramer. They're like just sitting in the car waiting on some shit. And the car gets blown up. Somebody attacks them. And yeah, the end.
It's probably the dude.
Yeah, old dude. Yeah, whatever his name is.
Car went boom.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the Flash. Anything else with that?
No.
Cool. Batwoman.
Power.
I like that song. Kanye.
Yes. Thank you. I was, for some reason, I started thinking that song with Power, something like that, with from the Game of Thrones soundtrack from their last season. It was by like The Weeknd and SZA, I think.
I'd have to hear it.
I'll send it to you later. But I was like, I know that's not the song he's talking about, but I knew what you were talking about. I just couldn't get the words together.
Mm-hmm. So it kicks off. Black Mask is he's taking over the TVs in Gotham. You know, classic villain shit where you take over all the TVs, because apparently that's just part of the villain tool set. Part of
being a villain, yeah. They tell you how to hack into the broadcast network.
Yeah, yeah. Then we got, at the same time that he's talking, Cersei Kate is suiting up. They also cut all the power to the city because that's essential for some reason.
Gotham loves knocking out power.
Yeah.
I kind of want to watch Batman Begins now.
Then we got asshole Crow. He got the Bane Venom. Yeah, that motherfucker. They do some figuring with some looking at the broadcast and all that, and like his eye reflection. They figure out where the fuck Black Mask is, like where he's broadcasting from. So Sophie and Ryan are going. Alice shows up. Mare gets shot. We never find out what actually happened to him, where I'm assuming he died, because, you know.
They weren't talking about it after everything had happened.
Yeah, they didn't mention him at all. That's why I'm like, he died right there, because they didn't call the ambulance, because how would they call him? So the mayor's still alive. I got questions.
Well, because remember, Sophie stayed with him and she was probably, you know, either putting pressure on wounds and all that.
Yes. Yeah. So Ryan goes with Alice instead. Then Luke is just rummaging through some shit. He finds some old drawings he did of a, you know, cool bat suit and all that. And apparently his father just made that suit. It was just down there the whole time.
Just chilling. It was waiting. Just
there.
Waiting to be used.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, that's how we're doing this? I mean, okay. I'm glad we got it. This is just a very weird way for them to do it. Just
like, okay. He is alive.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
He's alive. According to arrow.fandom.com, he is still alive because they reference this week's episode. I went to like a Wikia site that goes over like characters and episodes of shows, different fandoms and stuff.
Right.
He is alive. And I was saying they referenced the episode. So it's not like it's not out of date.
They like literally say he's still alive.
Yeah. It says Sophie stayed with him until paramedics showed up.
Oh,
okay. And his character is still listed as alive.
All right.
That's all.
So, what's asshole Crow's name again?
Tavaroff.
Yeah, he gets brought into Mary's clinic. Meanwhile, Alice and Ryan are, you know, doing Alice and Ryan shit.
Well, they thought he was dead, and I was like, ha ha, that was easy.
Look, I'm like, ha, I don't remember him being this fucking huge before, but okay. Right. Not asking questions about all the tubes and shit running through his body. We just...
You know, I was like, they might as well have just stamped Bane 2.0 on his forehead. Yeah.
But he ends up waking up and starts raging out, of course, because who didn't see that coming?
But once they brought him into the clinic, I was like, well, this is not going to be good. The way they kept specifying all the differences from the Bane Venom, I was just like, so...
Using the atomized snake bite. It's like, oh, I can use this on Cersei Kate. And
Yeah.
So that's what they do. She's like, yo, we can use the atomized snake bite on Cersei Kate and get her memories to trigger and bring her back and blah, blah, blah. So we got Ryan and Alice, they fighting Cersei Kate. Black Mask shows up. Asshole Crow is trying to kill Mary. Batwing to the rescue, though. He stops that from happening. We got Batwing versus Asshole Crow dude.
Batwing.
Alice fuses Black Mask onto his face. Like, she like acids his face and then throws the mask on, like, ha, you stuck on there now, motherfucker. Yeah,
because it's an old Joker weapon.
Yeah, the flower. Yeah. Let's see,
that was like my favorite part.
Then we got Ryan goes after Cersei Kate. We got the bike versus the Batmobile.
And all the weapons against each other are fucking useless until she did the slingshot one.
I'm like, why didn't you do that first? Like, it's so easy. Oh. Like, oh, wrap up the bike so she can't turn the wheels and she falls off. That's logical. Why are you doing all this other shit?
Yo, the way she yanked that bike from underneath her, funny as shit.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, give me this.
Then we get Ryan versus Cersei Kate again. They go at it. Alice shows up. She sprays Kate with the atomized snake bite. And they both go over the bridge into the river.
And I started thinking, is this finally how it ties back around into the comic books for us, for Alice? It did not.
The Lady of the Lake thing? Yeah. Not
even yeah. That. I mean, like, just in the arc of that, like, Alice is dead in the water, or she died, like, in the water and stuff like that.
Yeah. We got more snake bite stuff there. They're just remembering everything. Alice ends up pulling Kate out of the water. They do, like, teamwork CPR on her. GPD shows up, arrests Alice.
I thought it was wild.
I mean, I don't think it is. She literally is a mass murderer. So, like, yeah, she's there. They're gonna arrest her. Makes sense to me.
True. I was like, can we, like, help her off the other one?
Yeah. Then we cut to a parole hearing for Ryan. I guess her parole officer like, yo, we need to let her off parole. So,
like, ASAP.
Yeah. She ends up getting released. She, you know, drops a speech on him. Let's see. Then we got her some hanging out with Luke, Mary, and Kate. It's actually Kate again.
Finally.
Yeah. Ryan and Kate have a little talk. Right. Kate tells Ryan, like, yo, I don't want to be Batwoman. It's yours. Like, this is what you need to do. This is what you made it mean something more. So you do this.
She's like, you just make sure you take care of them.
Yeah. Conveniently, she's also leaving Gotham anyway. So, you know.
And she, so fun fact, apparently also she's being apparently recast again. I don't know if that's actually true, but I've heard that rumor that she's being recast again.
Oh, man.
Can't make it up.
Really?
So it is?
No, that's not what I just got an alert. Shikari Richardson, the sprinter, the runner.
Yes.
Apparently she tested positive for marijuana, so she may miss Tokyo.
Ah, sis.
I'm trying to figure out why that's still a problem. But anyway.
I know. It's like, you know, realistically, it shouldn't be a problem. But because you know how, like, shit is around the world and, like, and all that other, and, like, other people just being weird about policies and things, I wouldn't even risk it if I knew something like that was on the line.
Mm-hmm. Like, yo, she was able to do that while smoking weed. Like, if anything,
it's crazy. I can't even like smoke sitting down without having like a mild asthma attack. Like,
yeah,
because I am asthmatic and I smoke. But like, what can you do?
So Kate's gonna go off looking for Bruce. And then when they said, like, oh, she's going away to find Bruce, I'm like, oh, will she stay gone? Can she stay gone now? Yeah, yeah. Then we get Kate and Sophie with a goodbye kiss. If I'm Sophie, I'm like, that's not weird. You just, you know, we kissing strangers' faces now, because, you know.
Right. Like, okay.
They also decide they're going to build the community center over Mary's clinic so they could all be one big thing.
Yes,
since the clinic
I love
is
it.
Legit, and so that's good. Ryan goes to see Allison, you know, I guess she's in Blackgate or she in Arkham? Doesn't matter.
I want to say she's in Arkham.
Yeah. Anyway, while she's there, Alice tells Ryan that her mother didn't die, and her actual mother didn't die in childbirth, so her actual mother is alive. And I'm just like, here we
and
go.
Why do I feel like, for some reason, it's going to be connected to whatever big bad?
Yeah, she'll be some villain. Like, it's just, I feel like her mother is some villain now.
And she's either, like, the big bad or she's connected to the big bad. Like, she will lead her to it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Angelique to Black Mask.
Yeah, yeah. Then all of Batman's villain goodies are all just out and loose now.
Strewn across.
Yeah, we see Poison Ivy's vines going all over the place and everything else just out. So I'm probably
I'm just like a bunch of
citizens grabbing onto their shit and regular people with the supervillain stuff. And they've also said that some classic villains are going to show up. So we'll see.
Yeah, I was just like, is Poison Ivy coming?
Everybody has been saying that Poison Ivy, because they've mentioned her multiple times now and they showed the vines and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and that was the most prominent thing that showed. And because even I thought, like, I was like, ooh, is Poison Ivy the big bad next season?
Yeah.
I want to try something real quick, Travis, because like while I was looking up that reference about Mayor Atkins, I came across some like cool, well, I won't say, I like, you know, little fun facts about each of the episodes. I figured since we kind of didn't have a lot to say about them, can just give a, you know, little tidbits that in case like you didn't notice. So like for Batwoman, this was the first and the only episode of season 2 that doesn't feature Ryan suited up in the bat suit for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
During the goodbye scene with Sophie, Kate mentions that she's going to see a friend in National City very similar to the finale of season one, apparently. I feel like she probably said the same thing along those lines. And actually, this episode was originally intended to be the penultimate episode of season two.
Okay.
And then, so that leads me to, oh, that just goes to like another article, but I just thought those were fun facts about Batwoman. And then for, what is it? The Flash, the title references the novel Enemy at the Gates, the battle for Stalingrad.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first episode to feature Nora since Legacy. See, even this mentioned it. Cecile's powers have evolved to the point that she can even control heart rates by manipulating emotion, which is what she did to Ultraviolet. And then for, what's the last show?
Legends.
Legends, thank you. This was the first Western-themed episode to not include Jonah Hex, which makes me now try to remember how many Western episodes did they do?
I think there were two others.
Okay. Spooner learned how to reverse her alien empathy power. Also, ironically, just in time for it to work. A lot of the frustrations that Nate has revealed that he was building up was ever since season two, when he first started being a part of the Legends.
Valid.
And I have all the rules from the tavern. This is what made me realize that there were fun facts. It was no cussing, fighting, gambling, fornicating, alcohol consumption, spitting, cheating, yelling, gunplay, and disrespecting others.
Disrespecting others.
Everything you would not want in a Western saloon.
Yeah, yeah. So.
So yeah.
Don't do saloon stuff in the saloon. Yeah, Mara, who's winning this week?
I want to say Ryan.
I agree. That's what I was going to go with too.
She's free on, she's no longer on parole. She's free to be Batwoman, and she has like a pseudo family now.
And she has backup out there now too.
Touche. Cause there were some episodes where she really needed it. Cause it was like, sis, this ain't it.
Mm-hmm. Who's losing?
Barry.
Why Barry?
I'm trying to think who else is losing more this week. I think the disappointment of trying to have a baby and thinking you got a sign that you were on that path. I think
being in the car when it gets blown up is worse than that.
You know, I forgot about that because that's becoming really irrelevant to me. But yeah, that does suck. So I guess I will go with Joe.
Yeah.
Kramer loses just by being Kramer, and we can't change that. So right. It invalidates it.
What I'll go with. You got Ryan's winning, Joe's losing. It's how this week is going.
Next week we'll only have the Flash.
Yeah. All right. I think this will be it for this week's episode of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow, Mara. Do not forget, you can follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at The Creation World. That is at TheCreatia World. Also, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/creationworld. Also on Facebook, there is a Facebook group for this particular podcast. What is that Facebook group, Mara?
facebook.com/group/superflashyarrowoftomorrow.
There's also another weekly podcast we have here on our channel, that being Smacking It Raw, if you're a wrestling fan, every week. Featuring the Warden Matt Ritter and the Pornhub Poppy Vince Daddy Delgado.
Not to be confused with Riddler.
Yes, yes, because apparently Mara has an issue with those things. So, yes, it's Ritter, not Riddler. There's also a Facebook group for that particular podcast. That's facebook.com/group/MackinItRaw. Let's see. You can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at @Sir_CussALot. That is at @SIR_CUSSALOTT. Mara, where can they find you?
Instagram and Twitter at @MaraDashark. That's MaraDashark.
Also, if you're listening to this on your podcast services, we appreciate that. Thank you for listening. But go over to the YouTube and hit the subscribe button, though.
Please. You don't even have to turn on notifications. Just
subscribe.
Also,
subscribe to the Patreon. Get the fun extra goodies there. It's a good time. I believe that'll be it. We'll catch you all next week.
Until then, Flash.
Yeah, for just Flash. Until then, we out.
Bye.